Captain's log, stardate 5276.4. We are in orbit around the planet Dremia under the conditions of general quarantine. As commanding officer, I have ordered the activation of General Order 6. General Order 6 has been activated?
Yes, sir. If everyone on board has perished at the end of 24 hours, the ship will self-destruct in order to protect other beings from the disease on board.
Good. Report to sick bay, Mr. Sulu.
But, sir, who will monitor?
I assure you, I am capable, Mr. Sulu.
Mr. Spark.
Captain, your condition...
We have to get McCoy. Must find an antidote.
This is the Enterprise. I must speak with the Supreme Prefect.
Why do you speak and not your captain?
The captain and all of the crew members are incapacitated. The plague is aboard the Enterprise.
Demos.
The same. You must release Dr. McCoy temporarily. He is needed to find an antidote.
No.
We have a witness in McCoy's behalf. You must trust me.
Let the witness speak.
Impossible. He, too, is stricken.
Demos cannot speak. The witness cannot speak, yet you wish us to release the prisoner, McCoy. Your treachery is transparent, Vulcan.
Got to get McCoy.
If you'll permit me, Captain, I might be able to get McCoy.
Spark, you're sure?
I can't infect the planet, Captain. And I can get McCoy.
Spock!
What in the world? Later, Doctor.
Spock, have you and Jim gone out of your minds? Why, this is a jailbreak.
Doctor, just come with me, please.
No, Spock. It's illegal. That's what it is. Besides, I must stand trial. I have to find out.
Doctor, you will stand trial. You will find out. After you found an antidote for the plague which is about to kill everyone aboard the Enterprise.
Plague? Why didn't you tell me?
You wouldn't give me a chance. You realize, Doctor, if you go and fail to find an antidote, you too will die.
I'm a doctor, Spock. A doctor. Get us beamed aboard.
Beam us aboard, Captain.
Anything, Spock?
Negative, Doctor. The file on all known diseases doesn't recognize these symptoms of pigmentation changes.
Blast it, Spock. Work harder. They're in the terminal stage. My readings keep shifting. It must be the activity of that blasted aurora.
Bones. That's it. Aurora. Changing. Color.
Jim. Aurora. What?
Spock, feed in the data without mentioning the color change symptoms.
That's it, Doctor. The color change symptoms were misleading the computer.
Because they were caused by the aurora. Spock, there was an aurora 19 years ago, I remember.
Which brought on the particular plague, just as this aurora has brought it on.
I didn't do it. Spock, the disease, what is it? What's the antidote?
That's a problem, Doctor. There is no known antidote. However, Doctor, do you remember a certain Cole Tye, a man you treated for Saurian virus?
Yes, I think I do. But what's that got to do with anything?
Possibly nothing. However, Cole Tide did survive the first plague.
Spock, I see what you mean. Sarin virus antibodies in his blood. That's what made him immune.
I presume, Doctor, that you have a supply of live Sarin virus antibodies in your laboratory.
Bones, you did it. Again.
Thank you, Doctor.
Captain's log, star date 5276.8. Preparing to beam aboard the Enterprise following the Dramian ceremonies honoring Dr. Leonard McCoy for his significant achievements in the field of interstellar medicine.
We of Dramia wish to thank you, Doctor, for your discovery of the antidote which frees us from future attacks of the auroral plague. Thank Mr. Spock, too, and Captain Kirk. We will even forget about the unorthodox manner of your release, Doctor.
And we'll forget about a certain stowaway.
We must apologize.
I think it's time we got aboard ship, isn't it, Jim?
Beam us aboard, Mr. Scott.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Gentlemen, I don't know about you, but I'm ready to get back to Starbase.
Yes, sir.
And I'm ready to get back to some of that monotonous old routine sickbay work. Including, I would hope, some of that monotonous old dispensing of the regular vitamin rations to the crew.
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, you have been derelict in your duties of late, Doctor.
Spock, you know as well as I do what we've all just been through.
Hippocrates would not have approved of lame excuses, Doctor.
Why, that... Jim, if I'm ever in jail again, don't send that Vulcan to release me. Just let me rot.
Ha 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 ha